You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with serial entrepreneur, inventor, and the creator of Vertical Organizer, Vic Pelequin. Vic, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background as it pertains to inventions and patents, for starters.
Eric, I've always had a passion to change the status quo in my existence. Just because it's always been done a certain way doesn't mean that it can't be changed for the better. When I find an opportunity that I can save time, money, and make life easier, I look for an economical way to accomplish that goal. For an example, as a teenager working in construction during the summer months, I found myself pushing concrete-filled wheelbarrows from residence's front yard, where the wheelbarrows were being filled, to the backyard where the concrete patio was being poured. I was strong for my age, but still found it difficult to push a fully loaded 400-pound wheelbarrow up an incline, traverse objects such as soft ground or ramps that bridge the formwork. It started me thinking, how could I make the job easier? I purchased a brand new wheelbarrow and in my spare time began altering it into a power wheelbarrow. I looked at different engines that were high in horsepower, low in weight. I discovered a small, lightweight go-kart engine. I developed a gear reduction that would convert the engine's horsepower to high torque, low speed. And I also realized that a wheelbarrow had to be able to be picked up by its handles and emptied by tipping it onto the front bracket. The engine had to stay running during this process, and in my research, I found a diaphragm carburetor, which is different than a float carburetor, which allows the engine to be in any position and stay running. I also had to develop a fuel pickup for the small gas tank that allowed for the fuel to be picked up from any position the wheelbarrow was in. Go-karts were already equipped with centrifugal clutches, which engage when the throttle was increased. I mounted the throttle cable to the right handle, which was thumb-operated. When completed, the wheelbarrow operated beyond my expectations. The owner of the construction company was impressed. In difficult environments, he asked me to tie a rope from my powered wheelbarrow to a second wheelbarrow, which was guided by another employee. Although the design was never meant to pull a second wheelbarrow, it did the job extremely well. In addition, I do hold a patent for a green energy generating system that was patented approximately 15 years ago. The prototype worked as I had envisioned, but the cost to produce a full-scale working model as I envisioned, the cost was to produce a full-scale working model was in the millions. Family time, financing, and earning a living time constraints didn't allow me to continue my invention to completion. That's a little bit of background about how I go solving problems in my life as I encounter them.
Where did the idea behind the Vertical Organizer come from?
Well, one Saturday while I was starting a new project, I began gathering the necessary items to accomplish my goal. I found myself digging through drawers, looking on shelves, opening cabinets, and each time eventually finding what I was looking for, and started placing these items on the kitchen table. Remembering another item that I would need, I ended up going back to the same drawer that I just previously looked in and found the added item that I needed. I became frustrated looking for items that I should have readily available to use whenever I need them. I started thinking how I could better use my time if I could have items that I wanted at my fingertips. Being fascinated with rare earth neodymium magnets for some time, I started looking at how I could use these magnets to have things that I needed at my ready. Because my wife keeps a tidy and neat house, doesn't allow me much room for things to accumulate on the surface of a table. I looked at different designs for items to be mounted vertically instead of horizontally, which was traditionally has been the norm. placing items vertically is also a very efficient space saver. I came up with the hexagon design, which allowed flat surfaces on six sides, which would allow me to test my theory on the vertical placement. I went to a local sheet metal shop and had my first prototype hexagon bent into my design. Because the use of this device was for convenience and ease of use, it had to revolve in place. I built in my garage a center pole with a welded flange on the bottom to be placed on a wooden base, which I found at a local lamp shop to support these objects. Because I was striving for convenience and versatility, I thought, why not include a duplex outlet, a USB charging station, and a portable Bluetooth speaker? I then designed a hexagon holder underneath the sheet metal body to house these conveniences. Because this device is plugged into an available wall power outlet, the 4-port USB charging unit now has power continually. I thought since the duplex outlet will be on a desk and table, it must have safety features, which does not allow children to place objects in this power outlet. To make the product attractive for home, office, and even in the garage, I came up with different decorative textures that enhance the appearance for any decor. Thus, the vertical organizer was born.
You got to love how these things come to fruition. Today, we're joined by Vic Pelloquin, a serial entrepreneur, inventor, and the creator of the Vertical Organizer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, if you could describe the product and how it's unique from similar products.
Yeah, Eric, in my research, I found that any item such as revolving landscape allows placement of virtually any item, whether it be office-related objects, garage tools, kitchen utensils, jewelry organizer, children's items, bar accessories, hobbyist millinery, and many more uses. A person's imagination to place whatever items they would like to have readily available when needed is what I found out to be the unique to the industry.
I understand that you have a Kickstarter campaign planned. When does this, when is it scheduled to happen, and what's the goal here?
We are launching our Kickstarter campaign on September 7th this year. Funding goal when launched will be $100,000. We have a stretch goal at $150,000, where an additional magnet tablet holder, which I designed, will be added. And a second stretch goal of $200,000, where specifically designed magnetic hooks will be given at no added cost to their chosen reward.
And Vic, where can people find out more information about you and your product, the Vertical Organizer?
Eric, our website is up and running. It shows the three available sizes along with five decorative textures. The units shown on our webpage are accessorized with workshop tools, bar accessories, kitchen accessories, jewelry organizer, office accessories, and children's organizing ideas. There is a place on our website that addresses frequently asked questions. There will be an e-commerce order location on our website as soon as Kickstarter campaign has ended. Early supporters will get a discount from the retail price if ordered during the Kickstarter campaign. Our personal bio and pictures are on the website also. You can visit us at www.verticalorganizer.com. You must enter this into the address window at the top, not the search bar. Google hasn't found us yet, and it's just been live for about a week now.
The website, once again, is verticalorganizer.com. Vic, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the success with your Kickstarter campaign, and look forward to an update in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners.
Certainly appreciate that. We've been speaking with Vic Pelloquin, a serial entrepreneur, inventor, and the creator of the Vertical Organizer. And once again, the website of reference is verticalorganizer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for...
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.